Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Stretch run of Grant and Danny on the Fan from Buffalo Wild Wings and Culpeper. Getting ready for a couple of Monday night games. The restaurant filling up. Enjoying ourselves sitting over here by the bar. Delicious wings today. Great service.
Really strong. I did the regular wings and boneless wings combo so that I could hoover it during breaks.
You just needed to, you need to make sure everything tasted the way you wanted.
That's exactly
you just
right.
Do a little sampling.
B-dubs.
Was that all you ordered? Was that
no,
it?
No, I also had, I got the cheese curds, the fried cheese curds.
Yep.
And the very nice gentleman goes, you want the regular size of the large? And I went, that's a great question for most people, but for me it's large. Just hurry up, please, and hook it up to my body. And we did. Ate them all.
But you only ordered the once?
No, and then later I ordered some onion rings. And
how
I
are
just
those
finished
going?
Those. They were great. Thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Very
finished
good.
Finished those, yeah.
Titans, Bills, and Buffalo. Litmus test for Tennessee tonight after they lost to the Giants. You start 0-2, probably in a little bit of trouble, and you know Malik Willis is starting to breathe on Ryan Tannehill's neck. Then you got the Vikings and the Eagles. Could be the best matchup on paper of the entire week. One of those two teams is going to be 2-0 and sitting pretty when it comes to the NFC playoff picture out of the chute here. Right now, let's get to the BetQL guest hotline, though. As promised, we want to talk to our buddy Fred Smoot. We had him on the Friday before the opener. Smooty told us to calm down, told us that this defense was going to be fine, so we'll see if he's going to double down now and tell us to relax.
I was promised greatness. I was.
Smooty.
This is the prince that was promised, Smooty.
But, well, before we start calling our shots and yelling at you and taking it out on you as if you're the problem,
yeah,
fix this defense for me. What do we do? How do you fix it?
First of all, I want to say this, Danny. I'm shocked on the menu that you didn't get boneless wings because I got a secret for you. Boneless wings don't exist, but you sound like a guy that ordered boneless wings. They are basically chicken tenders.
They're chicken nuggets.
Hey, he did say he ate boneless wings, Smooty. He ate boneless wings. I watched him do it.
Well, Grant, they don't exist. They literally cut up some chicken tenders and renamed them boneless wings. They don't exist. It's no such thing as no chicken walking around here with no bones in them.
That's actually
I mean,
a great
it's
point.
True.
Every chicken that's ever existed did have bones.
Yeah, they're fancy chicken nuggets, and I'm fine with it because I'd eat them during commercial break, Smitty.
Now, back to your
wait,
question.
Whoa. Does this mean that you've never eaten a boneless wing? Because I don't believe that.
No, generally because I've eaten chicken tenders, yes, I have ate boneless wings. But when I go out, I refuse to order them. I refuse to let you put sugar on the turd and call it a Snicker, because that ain't what it is.
All right, with that out of the way then, Smooty.
Now I think we're very close.
Fix this defense for me.
All right, we'll start by this. Y'all really right now, everybody, it's the second game of the year. No championship is won. No championship is lost in the second game of the year. So now everybody has paralysis by overanalysis. Because now you want to look at the eight quarters we played and say what's going on, what's happening, what needs to be done. First of all, we need to do some shuffling of the cards. Kendall Fuller needs to either play nickel or free safety. Period. That's where he needs to be. He's the smart one. He's the talker. He's the one. All right, next, St. Juice needs to be outside. At 6'3", with his passing ability, no fades, no none of that will happen. Second, if Jamin Davis can't play in space or can't process stuff when changes, when the formation shifts, blitz him. Play him on the other side of the ball at all times. Give him one job, blitz. What I'm going to do on third down, coach, blitz. What you going to do on second, blitz? All right, at the end of the day, make his job simple. Let him chase people. Let him attack. At the end of the day, we had Greg Williams at this time. We had a theory, the plus one. We always going to go plus one, then you got to block it up. All right, he tell us, Conus, win early. You ain't going to have to win late because there ain't no late. Right, and this is what I also want you to do. Do not put my guys, Montez Sweat, John Allen out there and just tell them to go get the quarterback because they talented. I need to see all kind of designs to free certain people up. Simple math. Let them play fast. Get them 4 or 5 plays and let them play fast. Now, we got some questions we need to be answered. What do we have in Dollar Bill Jackson, William Jackson III? Are we truly doing what we always do with free agents? Bring them here and ask them to do something they're not good at? Is he just not playing well? That's the question I need answered.
So, Smitty, you played in this league, played at a high level. I'm just a pudgy dude that watches it on my couch and gets mad. But here's what it looks like to me, and I want your thoughts on it. I get the sense that Jack Del Rio is a my way is the way, the same way Greg Williams says my way is the way, the same way that every defensive coordinator thinks that their way is the best way. And it took him 8-9 weeks last year to finally mix up and do some of that stuff you were talking about in terms of blitzes and not just relying on their front four. And they like to get some pressure and things change for the better. I get the sense he didn't really want to change and thinks that these guys just do it his way, but better than they've been doing it, will climb out of this. Is that the sense you have?
Well, that's what it looks like. You know, hey, sometimes you look at it for what it is. Like, I don't know. I refuse to believe this, Danny. I refuse to believe that all of the players on defense stink. Because ain't nobody playing good. All right? Nobody's playing good. Nobody's playing exceptional.
Deron Payne's been awesome.
Hey, I wouldn't say he's been awful, but nobody playing
awesome, I said. Sorry. I think he's had two really good games.
Yeah, he's had, but I actually want even more from him. But what I'm saying is nobody's reaching their potential, all right? And if nobody's reaching their potential, that means something's wrong. I've been on defenses where we didn't agree with what we're being called. All right? None of us liked it. All right? So none of us played well in it. All right? So at the end of the day, sometimes you have to look at it for what it is. I refuse to believe all of these players cannot play the game of football because, yes, they can. I can always tell when somebody understands the defense. I can tell when kids are playing fast. I can tell when everybody's on the same page. I can tell when it's in a way simplified for everybody to maximize their talents. Because the one thing that we're not good at right now on defense is situational football. The third down numbers look good in this game, but the reason they did, because they ain't even had to go to third down. Like, that was the difference. So I'm just saying, situational football. Sometimes with the cornerback position, take the air out of the play. We used to walk down and press all the time. When we walk down and press, it simplifies the play. Now the quarterback automatically going to check to either fade or slant. They are press beaters. We majored in stopping fade and slant. It also gives my D-line time for them to start cooking. I can't ask them to cook, and we ain't giving no ingredients.
Fred Smoot on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. I'm sure you saw that Derek Forrest, who had a great first game, actually tied for the team high in tackles yesterday as well with 10 stops, had a quote that made the rounds and a lot of the media picked up on after the contest. He said that the Lions knew what the Commanders were running. Just curious if that was the case at any point when you played, and for someone to say that out loud, that's kind of the quiet part, said publicly, what does that mean?
Oh, no, I would have said it too, and I was watching it with my great auntie Gertrude, and she blind, and she knew what we was in. It ain't hard for nobody to figure out what we was in.
Well, who is she? She's Gertrude?
Yes, Gertrude, my great auntie, all right, blind.
It's Grandmama Nem's house.
Grandmama Nem's. Yes, and Gertrude was at Grandmama Nem's.
Yes, yes. Now, that's what makes it, I think, for players, because when you know you got better talent, and we know as a group we can do better, but we're not agreeing with what's being called, we're not setting anybody up to make plays. It's a situation where, yeah, some guys going to start to speak up a little bit. I was shocked that he was the guy to speak up so far. Maybe he didn't know what he was really saying. Sometimes guys could get the mic in their face and just get to talking and forget what they're really saying, you know?
Fred Smoot with us here on G&D. Smooty, what do you make of Ron Rivera on multiple occasions, Jack Del Rio once as well, specifically you know, whether they're telling the truth or not, but they're talking about Jamin Davis. I don't understand why it seems like they're singling him out. And as you said, there's not anybody that's really playing great. Maybe save Deron Payne through a couple of games. It's confusing to me why they seem to be picking on this guy.
Probably because when the one thing about Heat, it trickles downhill. You know, people want to know who he is, what type of player he is, and what do we have at the linebacker position. And it starts with him. He's the first round, and y'all know like I know. When you're taking in the first round, first couple of rounds, you got a short leash to show them that you belong and you can play in this league before they label you. All right, so at the end of the – I think they just called him out, which some coaches know who on the defense, on the offense, they can call out that it won't bother them. I was just shocked they did it with him because with it being his second year, you don't really truly, truly know his mental makeup. Can he take it? Did he respond? Which I thought he responded. I thought he came out. I thought he made some plays. And he showed you what he'll do if you just let him go blitz. If you let him simply go chase down, run plays and chase down the passer and simplify his game. I thought by calling him, I think they were just trying to make an example and try to pretty much call out the whole locker room. They just chose to do it with one person on that, basically calling out the whole defense. But, you know, some guys can take it. Some guys got thick skin. Greg Williams knew I could take it, and he could say anything to me. It didn't bother me.
Fred Smoot is with us here on G&D, live on The Fan, trying to help us get this defense right after 2 weeks. All right, so, Frederick, you just got hired as the D coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
John Allen's banged up. You know that.
Yep.
He and Payne are going to eat a lot of snaps up for you. They already have multiple injuries on defense. Daniel Wise went out in the first quarter yesterday. They just signed someone off the Cowboys practice squad. It was a fifth-round pick this year. You just played a team that gassed you on the ground. They're giving up over 8 yards per carry, 8.2 a pop. Through two games to ball carriers. And you got the Eagles next. So you got to defend the run with Jalen Hurts, with Miles Sanders, as good a rushing team as there is in the league. How do you mask that deficiency going into another game against another run-dominant team when you're so thin in the middle of your D-line behind Allen and Payne?
Oh, nah, first of all, I'm trying to get on the phone with Ndamukong Suh as quick as possible. I want to bring him in here. If I can't get him in here, I got to get a vet. I got to get the plug and play player that I don't even really need to practice. I need him for more than depth. I need him to come in here and make an impact. I need somebody to draw. Somebody, when you talk about run game, this is the difference in a good run front. Tell me the guys in the middle that's demanding a double team. That's the guys that stop the run. Because if that double team is forced to stay on and can't stay at shed and get to the second level and get to the linebackers, considering we're only playing with two linebackers, all right, so that means once a team gets second level on us in the run game, it's automatically +6, +7 before the safety can get there. So that's the thing. So if you're going to do that with such a shallow front and second level, you got to be aggressive. I don't think you can sit back and take punches when that's all you're putting in the box. All right? Now you want to let a safety show up late in the box, and they play action behind you and run post route. So at the end of the day, to beat Philadelphia, we got to make them one-dimensional. That means stopping the run and putting the ball in Jalen Hurts' hands and tell him to beat us. And there go the question. Matchup. Which matchup do you want to see? A.J. Brown? And Dollar Bill Jackson III, or do you want to see Kendall Fuller and Devontae Smith? All I'm saying is that freeway, all I can say, these guys better pray. They got to pray because these are two talented wide receivers.
Smitty, I don't understand why the offense was as bad as it was in the first half. Those first five possessions, 4 3 and outs and a safety, they weren't much better later on in the first half when they got like one or two first downs. Second half, different story, but you just can't be that bad. I don't really have a better question than that. How were they that poor in the first half?
Well, Danny, I told somebody this the other day. You remember that great Oscar-nominated movie, Pootie Tang?
Yes, I do.
Huh? All right. Well,
Daniel Day-Lewis starred in that, right, Smoot?
You know it. You know it. And the one thing about Pootie Tang, he's going to whoop you with a belt. And when we got off that plane in Detroit, Pootie Tang was right around the corner, and they whooped us with a belt. I'm sorry. They dominated us in every facet of the game, offense, defense, special teams. It was no answer. The offensive line, who I've always say I love the faceless men, because all they do is show up and nobody ever giving no appreciation. this was the first time I seen them really get demolished the way we did. We couldn't run the ball, couldn't throw the ball. And shockingly, we were still in the game. I told somebody we should be down 40-0 at halftime. Luckily, we only down 22. That's why I thought it was a legit chance for us to come back and win that game. And then to see the offense come out there and catch fire and start to move the ball. And I must say, this wide receiving core, and I think I told you this, Grant. I told you this about Curtis Samuel. I told you. But this wide receiver group is the best Washington wide receiver group since Gary Clark and the rest of his posse, right? So all I'm saying is this. Carson Wentz is what, first or second in the NFL? Now when it comes to yards, I think he's first or second with 7-8 touchdowns. They can move the ball. If defense can just get them the ball back and get people off the field, we have a legit team for the first time because we got a quarterback. Might not be the best quarterback in the league, but, hey, we can win with it.
Yeah, 650 passing yards for Carson Wentz, number two in the NFL. Now, Tua is first, Flacco is third, so maybe take it with a grain of salt. But to Smoothie's point, number two through 2 weeks, we'll see what happens with Allen and some of the quarterbacks going tonight and tied for the NFL lead with 7 touchdowns. I would say that while maybe that's a little misleading, he's been good, though. Wentz has been very solid, right, Fred? I mean, he's given them everything they need.
Hey, he's giving – listen, give me a Wentz, and we might win a Super Bowl. Let me tell you what's missing. Like, it's something about great teams. They're not teams. They families. They football families. And to have a family, everybody got to be on the same page. That don't mean we got to get along all the time. That don't mean anything else. But when it's time to handle business, handle business. And when you have a quarterback, that's your window to go out there and do something special. I thought this defense had a chance to do something special because for the first time, we would see them play with a lead. When you play with a lead as a defense, it clicks. The defensive line automatically turns on. The DBs automatically hunt because the game ain't 3-3. It ain't tight. I ain't got to be careful. And I thought that was going to click, and I hope eventually that's what happened. But they got the talent. They just need to play as a family, and they need to come together because you got the offensive weapons. You got the quarterback. We ain't even had Brian Robinson on the team yet. You ain't seen Cole Turner. We ain't seen a lot. There's still so many more weapons to this offense. And mark my word, Antonio Gibson has the chance to be this team equivalent to Eric Metcalf or either Dave Meggett for all the old heads out there that know who I'm talking about. That means the ultimate Swiss Army knife. He can end up with 800 rushing, 800 receiving, 800 returning. If we get Robinson back and he's healthy and good.
Fred Smoot, first of his name, King of the Andals and the Roanar and the First Man, Lord of the Seven Kingdoms and Protector of the Realm. Thank you, my friend.
Fred R. Targaryen.
Great Auntie Thanks, Gertrude. Buddy. Tell her we said hello, okay?
Hey, Mama.
Always fun with you, fellas.
You too, buddy. You. Good to talk to you. There's Fred Smoot. We'll get him on again here soon because he's a blast to talk to. All right, before we get to your Nats game day weather, got a couple of moments left. So let's figure something out not to forget about. Don't forget about.
Don't you forget about me.
Don't forget.
Don't you
don't forget.
Forget about me.
Don't forget. Danny, what's your don't forget about?
Don't forget about the fact that after that safety, Tressway kicked a booming punt, and there was a huge return to get Detroit right back into scoring position. So they didn't get punished for going for it on fourth down and getting nothing. It turned into a massive, I would say, a 10-point swing based on that special teams gaffe where they allowed a huge return.
Don't forget about another really good performance from Daron Payne. Lost amid the defensive struggles here. Sacks in each of his first two games for the first time since his rookie year in 2018. Off to a great start in a contract year. And don't forget about when we all used to be worried that Curtis Samuel wasn't going to play any football.
Man.
And now he's a really important part of this offense. 9 more targets, 7 catches, 78 yards, and a touchdown for Curtis Samuel. By the way, they divvied things up a little more evenly this time around.
Good to see.
Less the Curtis Samuel show. They had Samuel 9 targets, McLaurin 8 targets, Dotson had 5. Would have liked more, but No, it's hard to get the targets I want when you're off the field three and out the entire half.
The entire first half.
So basically all of that I just named came in the second half, essentially.
Quick, don't forget about Derek Forrest. Followed up a great first game from him where he was all over the field. Led the team in tackles, including 8 solo tackles. I know it's not ideal to have your safety lead the team in tackles, but still, he was very active and all over the place.
Just got a message on Instagram, Grant H. Paulson on Instagram, from someone saying, hey, I got a sweat going in this Buffalo Bills-Tennessee Titans game tonight. They got the Bills in a Survivor pool. I have almost lost twice in Survivor now, and somehow I'm still afloat. This will be fun tonight. Doubleheader, Monday Night Football, staggered by an hour and 15 minutes. Should be 7 and 10 o'clock games, but they screwed it up. 7:15 East, 8:30 East kickoffs. Titans and Bills in Game 1, Vikings and Eagles in Game 2. I'm really excited about that Minnesota-Philly game. I just think when the schedule came out, and frankly, even before this week a couple days ago, that was my favorite game of the weekend. I love that the whole week's going to culminate with that matchup.
Yeah, it's perfect. I love the two games. I love being able to go back and forth, get them all done before it's the appropriate bedtime for elder folks like myself. But, yeah, that's the game of the week, man. I want to see who these teams are. How good is Philadelphia, and is Minnesota ready to take that next step?
I want to give a little show clap, if we could, please. Show clap.
Show clap.
For Culpepper.
Pepper.
Culpepper showing us some things. I mean, we had, I'll bet you, 50 people today.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Come through and say what's up at different points and hang out and say hello and kick it with us. This has been awesome, and you guys made us feel welcome. Thanks to everyone here at the B-Dubs. We'll be here 3 more times as the season goes along. So we play in Culpepper, apparently. That was awesome to hang out with you guys down here today at B-Dubs. Nats game day weather brought to you by Pepco. Storm season is here, and we know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/storm prep. Show meteorologist Ryan Clary.
It's going to be 83 degrees tonight at first pitch, and then it's going to fall into the mid to low 70s. And it's going to be a beautiful night, partly cloudy in Atlanta. Beautiful night.
Attaboy. You did well with the wings today, right?
He's the best.
Oh, I did. I did. I had so many onion rings.
Proud of you. It was a good day for all involved, I'd say. So there you go, Grant and Danny, the Monday after. If you're new to the show, it's what it sounds like after a loss.
Hey.
Let's hope for a different result in a week. We're back at it with Commanders Survivor and some of our Tuesday staples tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Enjoy Nationals baseball tonight and enjoy the NFL after that right here on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.